Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning, whether you're streaming with our TV partners or on TuVu or Facebook or YouTube throughout social media or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or on the Faith Plus app. I'm so thankful that you're starting your day with faith and encouragement. Thank you for adding us a morning routine. Now, one of the things that we do, we start Faith in the Morning with our daily affirmation, a powerful faith confession that helps you renew your mind and focus on what God has called you to do and remind you of who you are in Jesus. So you ready to say it with me? Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Go with me to Romans chapter 5 once again. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, the latter part of verse 2, we've been looking at it this week, says, and we rejoice in the hope or the expectation of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. That means we rejoice also. What do we rejoice in? We rejoice also in tribulations. What is tribulation? It is situations and circumstances that bring pressure to our life. Why do we rejoice in pressure? Knowing that this pressure produces perseverance, this cheerful endurance, or what's known as patience. Well, this, what does this patience produce? This perseverance produces character. What does this character produce? Hope. Now, what about this hope? Now, this hope does not disappoint or make us shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. As we shared yesterday, the Holy Spirit living in you is proof that God loves you. When God gave you His Holy Spirit, He poured out His love in your heart. And because the love of God is in your heart, because the Holy Spirit is in your heart, when you face tough times, when you face situations of pressure, your response is different. The correct response in a time of pressure will produce spiritual maturity, but the incorrect response will produce spiritual immaturity. Now, the thing is, you respond correctly because you expect the glory of God in your life, and you know that this pressure is going to produce perseverance in you. And the scripture says that the people who have faith and patience inherit the promise. And so you have a certain expectation for this pressure. Say, I have a certain expectation for this pressure. Come on, say it loud, put it in the chat. Say, I have a certain expectation for this pressure. God didn't cause this pressure. This pressure came because of life, because of the attack of the enemy, maybe because of trifling people. This pressure is being put on you right now. Maybe it's in every area of life. Maybe it's in one specific area. But something I want to encourage you with, something to help you rejoice in the midst of this pressure today. Yes, you know you are rejoicing because you'll see the glory of God show up in your life. Yes, you know this pressure will produce perseverance in you. But something else, Psalm 34, verse 19. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the troubles, the tight situations, the pressure being put on the righteous. Many are the things that the righteous go through. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So no matter what pressure-filled circumstance you're facing today, no matter what tight spot you find yourself in today, whether it's a small area or a big area, that is included in all. So you rejoice today knowing that the Lord will deliver you from this. You rejoice knowing the Lord will rescue you from this. No matter what hell has thrown against you, no matter what life has thrown against you, no matter what wicked people have done against you, you make a decision to rejoice today. What are you rejoicing in? The delivering power of God, the rescuing power of God, the saving power of God, that you know He's brought you through stuff before and He's not brought you this far to leave you. And you know if He brought you through things before, He can bring you out of this situation, not just bring you out, go, I'm made to bring up. I'm on the winning side. I'm victorious. You're doing Ephesians 6. Having done all, stand. Not standing, wondering what's going to happen. Standing victoriously. So you rejoice in hope, knowing this hope won't make a shame because you have the love of God in your heart. Why do you think God's going to bring you out of this situation? Because you know He loves you. You have to put your confidence and your trust in His love. Do not let the pressure you're facing today rob you of your confidence and the love of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That's enough to smile about today. That's enough to rejoice about today. That's enough to thank God about today, that no matter what you're facing, you know you have a rescue package. No matter what you're facing today, you know God's going to deliver you. You know that you're on the winning side because you're confident in God's love for you. Stir up your miracle mentality today. Stir up your miracle mindset today. Stir up your confidence today, knowing that God loves you. His plan for your life is good. So you can rejoice. And as you rejoice, as you respond to this faith, as you respond to this hope, perseverance will be built up in you. And faith and patience and this perseverance will inherit the promise, because you know He's causing all things to turn and work for your good. Don't be discouraged today. Push forward in faith. Rejoice in the midst of the pressure, knowing that God will rescue you from all the troubles of this life. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Faith in the Morning. If you haven't already, make sure you fill out our survey. If you're watching our TV partners, you see the QR code, but you can scan it and go right to the survey. But if you're on podcasts or social media, you can find it, the link in the show notes or the description. We're approaching our 1,000th episode very soon. And so if you haven't already filled out the survey, it's going to help us enhance Faith in the Morning. So please fill out that survey. It takes less than a minute. Take less than a minute today to fill out that survey so we can take Faith in the Morning to the next level. We love you so much. Share this with others. Subscribe. And remember, something good is going to happen to you. So expect miracles. God bless.